Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is Valerie, and I've got John on the line.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a great day.
Today, we're going to be discussing which newsletter is the right one for your business. And we hear this all of the time and in the Facebook groups and everything else. How do I know which one should I get or which one should I buy or what are the pluses, what are the minuses? So today, we're going to take the mystery out of this subject and try to help you out so it can get you the right direction so that you're not spending too much money for where you are in your business now. So, John, why don't you get us started off on one of your first ones, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of different ones. I really, really like, if you're looking for just a basic newsletter and autoresponder program, and that's what you're wanting to do, I really, really like some of the changes and the new updates that AWeber's done. As a matter of fact, Valerie just moved us over to AWeber. They now have some features that we used to not only be able to be in available in ConvertKit or Infusionsoft, but now you can actually tag and segment. They're actually going to be putting in a basic lead pages style format as well. So if you're looking for something like that, AWeber is probably a good option for you. It's easy. It's really easy to set up and design. You can save your templates, which means once you find a really nice template design that you really like and that's what you want to use, you can actually save it, and then it's there for you. It's really easy. You just can, when you get ready to do your email, you just go load template, and there it is, and then you just do your editing.
And it's,
I know,
really
Val,
cheap. It's only $19 a month for up to 500 subscribers, so, and you can do unlimited emails on that. So if you're looking for a starter one, AWeber is probably one of really good starter ones to get into. Don't you agree?
AWeber is a really good starter one to get into. I know Val's had some experience with Constant Contact, and so have I. Constant Contact is nice, but it's a little clunky on the opt-in forms and sign-up forms. Wouldn't you agree on that, Val? They're kind of clunky on that.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest problem with Constant Contact, it's great if that's all you're going to do is newsletter marketing. It's probably one of the best ones out there. But let's face it, I mean, most people have a website, and they're building a list, and they want to send out to the list, and that's where Constant Contact really gets clunky, because you can't change out that opt-in form, and that's what makes it so clunky. And it, you know, so many people I know that like those opt-in forms, they want to customize them and they want to add their pictures in them and they want to add in certain fields, and Constant Contact just doesn't work very nicely and play very nicely with the opt-in forms.
Yeah, it's weird in the fact that because they actually send you to another form, it's not as nice and fluid as some of the others, where some of the others, you can put the code into your actual website and then make it look part of the site. Constant Contact is not as great as that. And it's also a little more money. If I believe it's, what is it, about $29.95 a month?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more money. So for the money, it's a preference thing, obviously, because what we like, it's not always going to be what you like, but some of the suggestions are that unless Constant Contact is just your go-to, there are so many other ones out there. Like, Val, you've been playing with ActiveCampaign. I don't have a whole lot of knowledge with that one, but I know you do, and I know it's got some great features in it. So why don't you tell us about that one a little bit?
Sure. ActiveCampaign, which is actually pretty interesting. ActiveCampaign, for those that don't know, actually got its start because it was a couple of guys that used to work with AWeber. They actually helped develop the AWeber side. And apparently they got into a difficulty in where the company should go. So these developers actually left and developed their own, which is called ActiveCampaign. Now, ActiveCampaign starts at $17 a month. It goes as high as $149 a month. And the nice thing with it is it does allow you to do a lot of that email marketing. It does allow you to do some automations and some campaigns, so you can set up some campaigns. It does keep as the CRM, so you have the built-in CRM. So it lets you do a lot of that type of stuff. It is basically a watered-down version, if you want to call it, of Infusionsoft. So So if you're looking for a lot of the features for Infusionsoft, but you're just not ready to eat that $199, it does allow you to do that. It also allows you to do a lot of the marketing automation that Infusionsoft allows you to do. It is a little bit, it started off to be really clunky. They have spent a lot of time and a lot of resources. They now have a drop and drag feature now. They have the campaigns are now set up. It lets you do life cycling. It allows you to go through and actually check to see on social media of what's been spread and what hasn't been spread and shared. So it has a lot of nice features, and the money won't kill you. However, it does not do sales pages like ConvertKit does, and I'll let Jonna go into that type of side and why ConvertKit works out for people who are looking for a complete all-in-one like Infusionsoft, but also a lot cheaper than Infusionsoft. And that would probably be ConvertKit, I guess, would be the next step. That would be the mid-step in between ActiveCampaign and moving into Infusionsoft. Why don't you tell them about your experiences with ConvertKit?
Okay. Well, ConvertKit, I actually now have a client that actually moved over from AWeber. She was ready to take that next step up from AWeber, but not quite ready to go into Infusionsoft. I know there's a lot of you guys out there. You're outgrowing your program, but you're not ready to take that big leap into Infusionsoft. And ConvertKit is a little different. They offer monthly plans depending on your list size. Like 0 to 1K on your list is $29 a month. From 1K to 3K, it's $49 a month. From 3K to 5K, you jump up to $79 a month. And if your list is bigger than 5K, they can work out a custom price for you, depending on what you're going to want the ConvertKit to do. ConvertKit is really nice in the fact that it is not just a CRM. It's not just an email program. They also have integrated what I know a lot of you guys love this feature in lead pages. It's the lead boxes, the pop-up boxes that come out up on your website. They offer a similar item. It is not the exact item, but they do have a similar style pop-up box, opt-in box. And they also offer lead pages. Now, it's a form of lead pages. Now, granted, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles that lead pages does. But if you're looking to start integrating everything into a one-stop shop where you're not having to pay for 50 different softwares and have to manage 50 different items, it's definitely something to look into. The lead pages options are customizable. Now, again, not as customizable as the lead pages, obviously, but very nice. And the help desk for ConvertKit is awesome. Usually within 12 hours, they've got an answer for you, and they've got an extensive tutorial library on their help, and it covers everything from how to put in your own custom unsubscribe list to how to resize your picture in a newsletter. So if you're ready to make that jump out of the email program you're in and you're not ready to make that leap into Infusionsoft yet, ConvertKit is something to look into. They do offer a migration service. So they will give you one of their tech people to actually help you migrate your list in, and they can walk you through how to set up your templates and how to tag. ConvertKit has tags just like Infusionsoft, and it also allows you to segment your list. So you can have a master list and get that list really, really segmented depending on what style email needs to go out to what particular person on that subject. So you can get really, really segmented and really direct traffic a certain product, certain system to just a particular group in your list. So if you're ready to make that leap and ready to start that kind of marketing, then ConvertKit is definitely something you want to look into.
Right. And another one, I mean, I hear a lot of people that are right now, they're panning MailChimp. And John and I used MailChimp for years, and we got actually one of the very first accounts with MailChimp. So we've actually got the autoresponders and the full working one for free. MailChimp is great. I mean, if you are just looking right now to just send out contacts and you're going to send out emails and you're trying to grow your list, MailChimp is great for that. It does not allow you to do the autoresponders unless you pay for the actual program, which starts at $10 a month and goes all the way up to $199 a month. But it does have some great templates. It is mobile friendly. It is very easy to use. The only thing that a lot of people don't like about MailChimp is it does make you do that double opt-in. But as you and I and everybody else knows, as more the Canned Spam Act continues to go through and ICANN continues to make its regulations, it's pretty much going to make every one of the newsletter software programs out there double opt-in for everybody. There is an option to shut it off in AWeber right now, but I'm sure that later on, as those spam laws get into harder and harder and harder, they're going to be able to have to also double opt-in. But MailChimp's got a lot of features. It's very simple to use, like I said. It's very easy to send out a newsletter, so if you're not used to doing it, it is hooked up into WooCommerce and Shopify and PayPal and all of that, so you can actually sell actual products. So if you have if you're a retail option or if you're going to be selling products, it does allow you to sell it directly through their newsletter. So it's a nice little option that way. It has some basic analytics. It's not the greatest of analytics, but when you're first starting out, most of the time, all you're really looking for is just to see whether or not you're actually selling something or people opening it, what your unsubscribes are, how many people are growing to the list, and the analytics will solve all of that part of it. It also allows you very quickly and easily to do the embed codes, customizations on your forms for your opt-ins. All that's very, very simple and very easy to do. It also hooks into your Facebook page. It has an app into your Facebook, so it allows you to do a quick subscribe here, and it connects right into it. So it is a great little program. If you're just starting out, you have a zero list base, you're still growing your company, great program. You don't have to spend any money. It's absolutely 100% free. But keep in mind, if you want to send out those autoresponders, which are those ones that you actually set up and time out and they send automatically to a list on a regular basis, that does cost you money. So that's where your money will come into the play. Again, on the AWeber, this one, there is no free option. Now, they do give you 30 days for free. However, after that, you will have to pay anywhere from $19 a month to $149 a month. Again, it does allow you to do the newsletters. It allows you to do the custom sign-up forms. It's integrated with almost everything. You can sell from it. It does do the thing. It's also very good for starter businesses. If you're just coming in, this is after, you want to go into MailChimp. Maybe the next step, like what we did, is moved into AWeber because we wanted some of the campaign functions that AWeber has that MailChimp does not have. Also, AWeber has a large stock library and a large template library. MailChimp is a little bit scaled down because it does offer you that free option. For medium-sized companies, we would say AWeber, ConvertKit, and ActiveCampaign. Would you agree with that one, Jonna?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. If I was gonna recommend the flow, and you can obviously correct me on this if I'm off. If I was going to correct the flow on somebody who was going to go from the beginning all the way through, I think the way that I would step you up would be start with MailChimp, get your feet wet, get your list built, get ready, start making, get your business out there, get your products out there. Then I would progress through to the AWeber and then the ActiveCampaign and then the ConvertKit. And then obviously, if you're by that point, you're going to be, ready to go into Infusionsoft, then that's how I would recommend it. Now, I don't know if Val would agree with me on that or not.
No, most definitely. That's what we usually tell most of our clients. If you're not making $100,000 a year, don't go and blow the money on Infusionsoft or Entreport. It's just going to cost you an arm and a leg, and then you're never going to use all of its features. You're going to have to pay a very expensive VA to maintain all that stuff for you and all the programs for you, and I just don't think it's worth it. Again, if you want sales pages and that's what you're trying to do is landing pages, ConvertKit is an excellent, excellent option just for that, and it gives you that beauty. Let's go ahead and talk about Entreport, John. I know you've worked with Entreport more than me. Why don't you go through and tell what it does, what its features are? And again, these are for companies that are, I would say, making $100,000, maybe $80,000, right on the cusp of that $100,000. the Entreport and Infusionsoft are your two next options. So let's go through Entreport, and then I'll go ahead and go through the Infusionsoft.
Entreport is really nice. It's got some really cool features, and obviously Infusionsoft has them too, but Entreport has got some really nice funnel features. And not as – you can make the funnel as easy or as difficult as you wish it to be, depending on how advanced you want to get be. They've got a great educational system on it. They've got great tech support. You can do everything. Entreport is like a Lead Pages, Zoho, AWeber, all built into one with a shopping cart ability, and it's just awesome. They have multitasking things. They do a lot of – they go more and more in-depth into the if-then rules. So say you have a funnel, and if the person clicks this email, this link in this email, you want them to go to this sales page. But if they click this link in this email, you want them to go to a different sales page. That allows you to actually set those up so you can actually get very, very specific in your marketing. You can actually ask them questions. If I do this, then what? You know, or if you had this opportunity, what would you do with that? And depending on how they answer, you can get very creative in your marketing. The help support is great. They do actually offer a migration setup. I've give you 3 months of three hours of tech support with them to get your account set up, get everything ready to go. The forms are completely customizable. You can actually put in extra action buttons on your forms. I know a lot of you, if you're familiar with Infusionsoft, you can do that. You can put in radio buttons, and depending on how they click or how they answer, Entreport also allows you to do that as well. They have a really cool feature, which I have not seen too many others do, which is you can ask them. If you want it to do something, or you want the program to do something and it's not able to do it yet, then you can actually say, hey, here's a suggestion, and they will actually get their people on it and get you started, get started on that. So it's really insightful if you're ready to make that next step. It's also not nearly as expensive as the Infusionsoft. The basic is $79 a month. It's 1,000 contacts. It's unlimited emails, and it's one user. They give a 90-day money back guarantee. So if you're completely not satisfied, they will refund your money. Their best one actually is the pro version. It's $297 a month. You get 25,000 contacts, 100,000 emails, two users, and they actually will spend 2 hours with you setting up your account. This is going to be depending on where you're at, what you want to do, because this has complete marketing automation, sales pages, postcard automation, so you can actually send out actual hard mailed stuff. So they actually do, you can accept online payments, you can do custom domain tracking for your links, you can set up projects, they have built-in affiliate program, they actually will set up API access with a lot of different options, a lot of different things going on, they accept most shopping carts. So this one is another way to look if you're not sure that Infusionsoft is the way you want to go. You might want to look at Entreport. It's actually a little easier, especially if you're going to be managing your own funnels and things like that for a while, that you might want to look into Entreport to see if this is something that might be a better fit for you than Infusionsoft. Oh, and of course, just so you know, because I know this is a big one for everybody, you can split test everything in the program, from your sales funnels, your emails, your sales pages, your opt-in boxes. All of that can be split tested, so you can decide which way is going to work better for you.
Great overview. Thank you, Jonna. The other one that everybody is all hyped up about is Infusionsoft. An Infusionsoft's been around a very long time. It's very reliable, but it's very costly. It starts at $199 a month and goes all the way up to $599 or $599. And then they also require you upon sign up to sign up for a Kickstart plan, which can cost you as little as $1,000 up to $3,000. And that's required. So your initial investment into this is going to be a minimum of $1,378. So that allows you to be able to have the full use of Infusionsoft. If you just want the CRM and the marketing automation, that's going to be the $199. But most people use it. If they're going to buy Infusionsoft and you're ready for Infusionsoft, we suggest getting the complete plan, which allows you to have everything, the CRM, the marketing automation, the sales automation, as well as the e-commerce store. And that allows you to set up your campaigns, to follow up on your campaigns. It allows you to set up landing pages. It allows you to set up a storefront. There's a lot of A-B testing that you can do in there. However, keep in mind, Infusionsoft can be very complicated. And if it's not set up right or it's not maintained right, it can turn out to be a nightmare. Most Infusionsoft VAs and most Entreport VAs that are truly experienced and professionals at this will cost you $60 and up per hour to run it. And some of them require minimum hours. So keep that in mind. It is a large investment. So if you're not making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, this I just think is going to be overkill. And Infusionsoft also makes you sign up for a year. So there is no backing out, and I'm sure they do let people out, but I know that a lot of people say they have a lot of trouble when trying to back out of Infusionsoft. Another plus that Infusionsoft does is Infusionsoft will allow you to, quote-unquote, share an account. So if you have two people that are interested in it, you can divide that cost, and both of you are able to use the Infusionsoft account.
That's yeah, the only plus. Thing that you want to be, you might want to, on that, the only thing you want to be aware is when you go in to set up the emails, remember, Val, you got to make sure that your contact information at the bottom is correct.
Correct. And you can change those back and forth. But the nice thing that Infusionsoft does is the ability to set up campaigns. And they were the initial people. I mean, they were the grandfather of this. They started the idea of being able to set up marketing automation, and they do it at its best. They also do the sales automation. They do upsells, downsells. They can, you know, all the analytics that are behind it, you can tell immediately from looking at the campaign builder where people are in your funnel, how many people dropped out, how many people moved forward. It's very quick and easy to look at things. So for that purpose, it's very great. They're hooked up with everybody. So they take PayPal. They take if you need a merchant account, they'll help you get a merchant account to help you lower the prices. They're always there available through chat and through online support, or you can pick up the phone and call them. So they're very good for their help center. They also have a ton of videos to walk you through stuff. And part of that Kickstart is actually hours with Infusionsoft helping you set up the program initially so that it's set up properly, and then it would be up to you from there on out to be able to make sure that it gets maintained. So that is one of the things with Infusionsoft. We get a lot of people that ask us, oh, you know, everybody says Infusionsoft. But the fact of the matter is, if you're not ready for that big of a bite and you don't think you're going to be putting in through that many sales, I say stay away from Infusionsoft, look at ActiveCampaign, or looking at ConvertKit, which does landing pages, and work from those two before you step up to Infusionsoft. But if you're over that 100 grand and you're pushing a bunch of sales through and you need membership accesses and you need all the fancy bells and whistles, then Infusionsoft is your person if you don't want to go with Entreport. But Entreport lately has been just as good, would you not say, as Infusionsoft?
Ontraport is good as Infusionsoft, and they also have all those bells and whistles too. You can check your reporting. You can find out where they are in your funnel. You can find out what links they've clicked. You can find out all of that information. So it's really just a preference thing. It's like I said, it's slightly easier to use and set up than Infusionsoft. So it's really going to be about what your preference is and where you see yourself. Can you do it? Are you going to have somebody that's going to do it? That's going to be your determining factor more than anything else, I think.
Yeah, most definitely. And the thing is, remember, you can always go below where you need to be. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with starting with MailChimp. Don't be embarrassed to say, oh, well, my God, it's a free program and everybody's going to know it says MailChimp. That's okay. If you're just starting out, MailChimp is great. The only reason why we moved into AWeber is because we wanted the ability for campaigns so that we can flow our client base through more funnels. So if you're working with larger sales funnels and you really need to start tracking those, then the AWeber would be a great move from there. Then the next step, as we said before, would be if you need sales pages integrated in, ConvertKit would be the place to go. If you're not looking for those sales pages be integrated in because you're using either Profit Builder or you're using Lead Pages, or you're just creating your pages from the WordPress, then I would say go with ActiveCampaign. They're pretty much very close, side by side. The only plus that ConvertKit has is the fact that it has the built-in sales pages. And start with those. And once you get moving out of those, and once you're building your business and you've got all these funnels coming in and you've got memberships going through and everything else, then I say at that point is when you either want to look at Ontraport or Infusionsoft. And I know people that are running $100,000 businesses in ConvertKit that never did change. They stayed there because they're perfectly happy with the program.
Yeah. I completely and totally agree. Now, here's one that we haven't really touched on, but I know there are those of you out there that use it, and it has its pluses and its minuses, and that's One Shopping Cart. Now, One Shopping Cart is a little different in the fact that it is kind of an integration of a little bit of everything. You can do opt-ins through it, create lists, create great opt-in boxes that give you just the code you can put on your website. It's pretty. It looks just like your website. It flows. You have the ability to set up ARs, which are autoresponders. You have the ability to set up newsletters. You do have the ability to create products and run the products and pay for it right through your One Shopping Cart. So that is an option. The only thing that I've had a problem with, and Val, I think you had the same issue, but I'm not sure, is the clunkiness of customizing the emails. It's a little clunky on that, and sometimes the customization does not always hold, or it just doesn't look exactly the way you want it. So if you're okay with using a nice standard template kind of thing, then One Shopping Cart might be something you're interested in, especially if you're going to be selling a lot of products where you're going to be a really product-based, then you might want to look into One Shopping Cart. I believe, what is their pricing? I think it's $97 a month, isn't it, Val?
I believe so, yep. It starts at $97 and then it goes up from there.
Now, I don't know if you had the same issue with the customization being a little more clunky than some of the others, but...
Yeah, to set it up and to move it and stuff like that, it can be very clunky in some ways. The store that you set up in it, there's not a lot of customization. They're getting better at it, but they're still just not there yet. The newsletters are the same. Some of the newsletters can be very clunky as far as the templates. So if you're looking for ease of use for customizations, One Shopping Cart probably is not the best one. But it does hook up to payment processing. It is an all-in-one. It does allow you to have an e-commerce store. It does allow you to do the newsletters. It does allow you some minimum tagging. And it does some campaigning, but it's not the greatest for campaigns. So So if you're looking for campaigning and actually setting up full sales funnels and moving them through campaigns that way, Shopping Cart is probably not the best one for that.
No, it wouldn't be. And they've actually adjusted their pricing a little bit. Their basic package, which is called their Plus package, is $34 a month right now. It's normally $59. The only one that package has that the next premium package, which is $199 a month, offers is the premium offers affiliate management, where the Plus or the basic package does not. So that is something to think about. And the Plus is only a one-user license, where if you're a company who everybody is going to need a access, then you might want to look into the premium, which is five-user license. But again, like Val said, if you're going to be really, really wanting to do a lot of customization, one Shopping Cart may not be the one for you. But if you're going to be very comfortable with a very nice basic layout, basic design, being able to change some colors and things, then that's an option you might want to look at too.
Well, we hope that this helped you guys have a better understanding of where you are in your business and which ones are going to be right for you. We welcome any comments, any questions on our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/yourvirtualassistants. On April 13th, we do have a guest host. Laura Fenimore will be joining us. She's an author and a body image expert. She will be talking about health and being fit and staying and also promoting her book called Skinny Fat. So I do suggest, of course, obviously we understand being fit and taking care of yourself is just as important in business as making sure you have the right tools. So we hope that you will also join us for April 13th. Again, that's Laura Fenimore, and she's an author and a body image expert. So we hope that you'll join us.
I'm actually
kind of
looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what she has to say, especially when everybody's always trying to lose weight, and she actually lost over 100 pounds. And has kept it off. So she is an expert in it. She's been there. She knows the issues. But it's not only so much losing weight, it's also keeping where you need to be healthy. So that's what's important about it. And I know she'll be answering questions as well. So if that's again on April 13th, and that's at 4 p.m. Central Time. So we hope to join us for that. Also, if you have any other questions, you can check out and comment also on our new website, which is at www.yourvirtualassistants.net, or on our Twitter feed, which is at yourvas. So stop by, be sure to communicate with us, let us know how you're thinking, what you're feeling, and if you have any questions, please feel free to get us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll be more than glad to answer any questions. Until next week, we thank you so much for joining us. Jonna, say farewell.
Bye, guys. Thanks again for joining us, and we will talk soon. We hope we helped you make some decisions in moving your business along the way you want it to be.